Hello, it is Wednesday, January 4th, 2023, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of families seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. And we do this together through God's Word. To do this today, we're going to read Psalm 3, 1 through 8, 1 Chronicles 4, 24 through 43, and Acts 9, 23 through 35. We're going to start with Psalm 3, 1 through 8. O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying to my soul, there is no salvation for him in God, Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill, Selah. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be on your people. Selah. 1 Chronicles 4, 24 through 43. The sons of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jarbin, Zerah, Shaul, Shalom was his son, Mibsham his son, Mishma his son, the sons of Mishma, Hamul his son, Zakur his son, Shemi his son. Shemi had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, nor did all their clans multiply like the men of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazrah Shalul, Bilhah, Ezim, Tolad, Bethul, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Mekaboth, Hazar Shushim, Beth Beri, and Shaaraim. These were the cities until David reigned, and their villages were Etam, Ayin, Rimmon, Tochin, and Ashan, 5 cities, along with all their villages that were under these cities as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record. Mishabab, Jamlech, Joshan, the son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, the son of Joshabiah, son of Seraiah, son of Aziel, Elionaim, Jacobah, Jeshohiah, Esahiah, Adil, Jezimil, Benaiah, Ziza, the son of Shiphai, son of Alon, son of Jediah, son of Shemari, son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were princes in their clans, and their father's houses increased greatly. They journeyed to the entrance of Gedor, to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks, where they found rich, good pasture, and the land was very broad, quiet, and peaceful, for the former inhabitants there belonged to Ham. These, registered by name, came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and destroyed their tents and the Mennonites who were found there, and marked them for destruction to this day, and settled in their place because there was pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, 500 men of the Simeonites, went to Mount Seir, having as their leader Pelatiah, Neriah, Raphaiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi. And they defeated the remnant of the Amalekites who had escaped, and they have lived there to this day. Acts 9, 23 through 35. When many days had passed, the Jews plotted to kill him, but their plot became known to Saul. They were watching the gates day and night in order to kill him, but his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. And when he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples, and they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them how on the road he had seen the Lord who spoke to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of Jesus. So he went in and out among them at Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. And he spoke and disputed against the Hellenists, but they were seeking to kill him. And when the brothers learned this, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It multiplied. Now as Peter went here and there among them all, he came down also to the saints who lived at Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, bedridden for 8 years, who was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Rise and make your bed." And immediately he rose, and all the residents of Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.